Number 11, Columbia River Commercial Catch Area Amendments. This is a briefing and a public hearing. Ron Roller, what do you have for us?
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Ron Roller. I think you've probably seen me before. And this is probably the most interesting thing you'll look at all day today. We're going to be talking about designating two additional catch areas in the Lower Columbia River and two housekeeping measures. Already sounds more interesting. Cathlamet Channel, in order to use this as a select area, we're looking at, it's part of Catch Area 1B, but we're looking at creating its own catch area for when we actually do have fisheries within the area. The proposal would be to add Cathlamet Channel Select Area WAC 220-22-010. I guess I forgot to move along too. When I got to do more than one thing at a time, I have problems. This is a map of the Cathlamet Channel. This is the area I was talking about. Once again, that is part of Catch Area 1B. We're just looking at giving its own label for select area fisheries. Adding Catch Area 1E1. Areas currently open to the sales of tribal caught salmon in accordance with state and tribal MOUs and MOAs. The proposal would add a catch area code for this area, 1E1, under WAC 220-22-010. Right now, we've been referring this to 1E, but giving it a 1E1 will further identify this as a tribal fishery. And this map shows the location of that. The circled area is Zone 1E, and it is right below Bonneville Dam. Include catch area. Got to move on. Adding 2S into WAC 220-22-010. Catch area 2S is currently referred to as a shad fishery area. It has been used in the past for salmon management, and essentially that's what this housekeeping measure does, is moves it into Columbia River Salmon Management catch reporting area. Area 2S is part of zone 1D and 1E, encompasses both.
Do you have a map for that?
Let's see if I do.
Okay.
I don't. And okay. It's just above, essentially it's just above the town of Washougal upstream.
Okay. Is that all? Okay.
That is it.
Okay.
I told you it would be fun.
Any questions for Ron? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move into the hearing. We have several people who've signed up to testify. I'll call you up once again, two at a time. And once again, you have 3 minutes of time. When you hear the beeping noise, your time is up. Bruce Cruikshank and Kent Martin, would you come forward? I guess Mr. Cruikshank is not here. Then Liz. Okay, Liz Hamilton, you want to come?
I'm going to put you back on schedule.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Martin.
Commissioner, my name is Kent Martin. Comments here regarding the proposed lower Cathlamet Channel. The 2014 test data confirmed what fishermen here have known for over a century, that the lower Cathlamet just isn't an area frequented by non-local above Bonneville, Destin, Spring, Chinook. Test fishing indicated the channel is 7 miles long, and the outside form is Puget Island. Test fishing indicated a rapidly descending abundance of upriver Spring Chinook from a high at the upper end at Cape Horn of 68 upriver Spring Chinook, and I believe the total catch was, Anyway, it was 100 and some, to the middle with 27 upriver Spring Chinook, to the lower, which is from the Cathlamet Puget Island, 5. They caught a total of 19 Spring Chinook, and 14 of them were lower river fish, Willamette or Cowlitz. So, I mean, it's a pretty clean area. There has been some commentary locally about it. Some of it became, I guess you probably suspect, maybe you're not always too well appreciated down in Wakayakum County. And it wasn't handled totally well by the department. Basically, you had some people come down and kind of like Moses said, put it there in terms of the net pens. And locals weren't consulted, and I think there was some people rubbed the wrong way. But I think most of the guys that I know that are professional fishermen figure, well, if this is where we got to go, this is about the only place. So, okay.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay, that concludes the public hearing on that topic.